Alei Shur Chelek Beistav Reish Lamed Ches, paragraph Gimel. Got you there. Kavanasa Tiro Yilehalois Isanu Lemadegas Chem Yeser Gvoya Shem Chayetero. We said in the previous paragraphs that the intention of the objective is to raise us to a higher grade, a higher quality of life, which is called Chayetero. Alei Neimar Uvacharta B'Chayim Leman Tichye. That's why there's a particular injunction, there's a precept, Uvacharta B'Chayim, because that's a grade of life which doesn't come just with existence. It occurred to me that the author could have cited another source in Chazal in Pekei Avos in the first perek, Marbe Torah Marbe Chayim. Also, Marbe Torah Marbe Chayim in this sense of a greater grade of life. The question is, Umad Dinei Shel Adam HaMa'adif Lishev B'Madegas HaChayim HaTiviyim. What are we going to say about a person who prefers, who chooses to remain at the level of natural life, regular, ordinary life? We're not talking about those outside the realm of Torah. We're specifically addressing it to those who recognize the obligation of mitzvos. It doesn't want the higher grade, the higher quality of life that we are speaking about. Meaning, he's going to make an effort to reach success in the world. He will strive for the greatest possible pleasure, v'gam shemei mitzvois. Of course, all within the realm of Torah. Umad dinei shel adam zeh. Shetei teshuvois lish'ela zeh. There are two answers to this question. Ushtei nechutzes lenu kedei lamod al ahechach bedargas chayetiron. Both answers are necessary to understand the imperative of choosing chayetiron. Reishis, number one, hatiron yemes v'chayem hamitiyim. Torah itself is true, and the life that we're speaking about is a true life. It's that grade of life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed Adam Rishon in. Dveikus unvua, a state of attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in communication with Him openly. His anegal hasagis elenois, a state of bliss for in the midst of supreme understanding, when it's chiyus benefesh veguf, and eternity, both in body and soul. At that stage, that which was negative stood opposite him, outside him, to test him. But Ra was not mixed in, was not integrated into Adam's nefesh and guf. Hanefila midragas chayim zoi, his loss of this stage of life or this grade of life, rang. So it brought his progeny to the great calamities of the Mabul and the dispersion. What was clarified then retroactively is that his life before the chet, that was the real life. Avraham Avinu alav shalom chidesh es hakmiha lechayei emes. Avraham Avinu is the one who innovated, who once again brought about this desire for true life. Uvnoi unechdoi himshichu b'shichlulam ad kedei ha'amadas shivtei yah. His son and grandson continues in this process of improvement to the point where they established the Shevatim. And it brought their progeny to the great successes of Yitzias Mitzrayim and Ma'amad Har Sinai. So the circle was completed. The whole picture, as we see the circle being completed, is to understand that the Torah is a different path now, a renewed path to that very grade of life for which Adam Rishon was created in Gan Eden. So the Chayei Torah that we are speaking about is not something Dargas Chasidus, something extra pious. It is an imperative from the perspective of the whole project of creation. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted initially, and once that initial experiment failed, the Torah and its grade of life called Chayei Torah are the alternative, but to reach the same objective. Shenis, the second answer is HaKlal Yisrael Nivchar V'Neitzar L'Chayei Torah. Klal Yisrael was selected and created for this type of life. The pasuk in Yeshayahu Mem Gimel Amzu Yotzarti Li Tehilasi Yesaperu. This nation that I created for myself to relate my greatness. Ofiyah Shel Uma Zeh Hutam B'Diyuk L'Chayei Torah. The, so to speak, the personality of this nation is precisely tuned to Chayei Torah. There are periods in history where numerous Jews can deny this personality, this characteristic of the nation, like the period of history in which we ourselves live. It doesn't last. It's not possible for this state of affairs to persist. Eventually, whether it's the children or the grandchildren, they return to their core. El atzmam, the really chazara b'shuvah means returning to yourself. He writes this famous statement: this nation is a nation only through its Torah. That's what makes it a nation. We've discussed this many times in Alishur. The Kuzari establishes that the Klal Yisrael is a fifth fundamental category in existence. After Doimem, the inanimate, Tzemeach, plants, Chai, living creatures, Medaber, human beings, and Yisrael. For example, in Aleph Lametes. Asher bohar banu mikol ha'amim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us from the nations. Uvchirazo yetzirahi, as we say in the Pasuk in Yeshayahu. Amzi yotzarti li. This selection is a creation. Chaye oilam nota besichenu, it's eternal life. Chayim eile einam nigbarim im hamavis. This life isn't completed upon death. Hemshech yesh laim b'olam ha'neshamos. This life continues in the world of neshamos. V'lo yidai baze. Not only that, it doesn't stop there. Kol ha'torah yiderech lachazor lechayei ad beguf v'nefesh. The Torah is a path in order to attain once again that initial state of eternal life in the body as well. In other words, the idea of the Torah is to defeat death altogether, so that the person lives eternally in the body. Had they merited to keep the first luchos, in fact, death would have been banished, abolished. So at that stage we lost it. Aval, as Gemara puts it in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Tes, Ein kol mitzvah u'mitzvah shematan sechara kasu betzida she'ein tchiyas ha'meisim teluya ba. Meaning, adayin ha'Torah v'aklal Yisrael eina mashlemim imetzius ha'mavis ba'olam. The Torah does not reconcile itself, and klal Yisrael do not reconcile themselves to the reality of death in the world. Uv'chol mitzvah yesh tzelil dak shel tchiyas ha'meisim. Every mitzvah has this subtle ring of tichyas hamisim, of the resurrection, of the defeat, the abolishing of death. Ki zoi tachlisam shel chayei Torah. This is the purpose, that's the objective of chayei Torah. Chayei ad beguf nefesh gam yachad. This eternal life, not just of the soul, but of the body as well. To summarize, she'el asenu ha'isa. Chayei Torah hechrach oy lefi retzon ha'bocher b'hem. The grade of life that we are speaking about, chayei Torah, is it an imperative or is it subject to one's choice? Chazal atzmam ha'iru isah v'yishivu lechazal pose this question and answer. This is coming from Sifri at the end of Parashas Shelach Lecha as follows. Ani Hashem lekechem oid lama ne'emar v'alok v'ne'emar ani Hashem lekechem asher yotzei yischem eretz mitzrayim. At the end of the Shema we have this repetition. Ani Hashem lekechem asher yotzei yischem eretz mitzrayim. Ani Hashem lekechem. Why repeat it? U'matam u'ruma ani Hashem lekechem oid. What's the repetition? Shelo yehu Yisrael umim. The point is so that Bnei Yisrael should not say, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us all of this? He gave us a choice of doing mitzvois and receiving reward. Our choice is, we choose not to do and not to do, not keep it to yourself. We want to do the mitzvois, keep the sachar to yourself. This attitude has a long history. Yisrael asked Yechezkel, Shneimah, the Pasuk says in Yechezkel, Vayavoy Elai Anashim Mizikne Yisrael. The leaders came, Vayashvu Lefanai. That's a pasuk. Then Chazal comment, Amru Lei Yechezkel, Eved Shem Mechavor Hapoy Lo Yatsam Rishusoy. If the Rav sells the Eved, is he not out of his domain, out of his control? Malein Hen. Yeah, in general, yeah. Amru loy, so they said, Ho'ilu shebecherano makoyim leumayis elam, yatsana merishusoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sold us into the dominion of the nations. We're no longer under his dominion, under his rishus. Amar lahem, he replied, Re'eved shebecheroy boy al menas lachzoy. If it was a sale that stipulated, I'm selling him with the condition that he will return. Shem yatsana merishusoy, he hasn't left the domain of the initial rov. And now the Midrash quotes the Pasuk again. That's Yechezkel in the Pesukim. What you design will not come to be. Hashem takes an oath that I will rule upon you. You will not leave my domain. That's the answer. It's an imperative. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has selected us, and it's an imperative to strive to live at that grade of life. Hem chaye emes vehem chaye olam, the life of truth and the life which is eternal. Ad kan.